Hey, happy Monday. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of the news here in Arizona, as reported by our KJZZ news team. It is Monday, April 13th. Welcome to the new week. Hope you had a nice weekend. And here is a fresh update on the news. Well, a new report from an Arizona State University water expert says conserving water has helped cities weather drought. But as Alex Hager tells us, they'll need to do more going forward.
Big cities that rely on the shrinking Colorado River, like Phoenix, have already done a lot to save water. But ASU's Dave White says the scale of climate change and drought in the future will make it so existing conservation work isn't enough.
We have to think about a reset, a recalibration to have an economy and a lifestyle in the Southwest that lives within the means of the new normal of water availability in the Colorado River.
White said new technology will be a big part of adapting to a drier future, with desalination and water recycling helping to bolster supplies. He warned those strategies will be expensive and won't solve the problem completely. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The city of Tempe is holding another round of public meetings to update its special events and parks and recreation codes. As Ignacio Ventura tells us, the meetings will be held throughout April across the city.
According to the city, the codes were first established back in 1967, and only minor updates have been made since. But given Tempe's growth, revisions are needed due to the greater demand for space and usage of city parks. Craig Hayton is Tempe's Community Services Director.
Our goal overall is to provide clarity on the special events and the park side to support all activities that happen within our parks.
Meeting dates and times can be found on the City of Tempe's website. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the city of Phoenix wants to cut down on syringes and other types of biohazards being left in public spaces. So the city is considering a new ordinance to limit medical care in parks. But as Catherine Davis-Young tells us, some homeless service organizations continue to raise concerns about the plan.
The city council first discussed the ordinance in December, but pushed back its implementation to allow more time for feedback. Months later, homeless advocates are even more concerned with a new draft of the plan. Now it would apply to medical care and food distribution, and would allow just two of those types of events per month in each park. The mobile medical organization Circle the City visits multiple parks daily. CEO Kim Depre says this proposal won't allow that.
We would have to predict 4 months in advance what park we would go to, who would have the most sick people that day at that park, and we could only go to one.
Phoenix is seeking input through an online survey and community meetings this week. The council will vote on the ordinance on May 6th. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, back to some water news now. A massive amount of water will likely have to be sent downstream this spring from reservoirs in the upper Colorado River Basin to help save Lake Powell from drying up. As Scott Franz reports, environmentalists, though, see an opportunity.
If the releases are timed correctly, and they're stretched out for months, conservationists say the movement of lots of water could sustain flows and help endangered fish. John Berggren is with the environmental group Western Resource Advocates.
You hear pretty much nothing but bad news about this year's hydrology and snowpack and reservoirs, and everything's crashing and it's awful, but this is actually an opportunity to see some real good.
There could be some resistance, though. Berggren says downstream states will want the water to reach Powell as quickly as possible during this year of drought. Meanwhile, governors from Colorado and the other three states where the water will be drawn from are urging the feds not to take too much and replenish what they take. I'm Scott Franz.
On March 25th, the city of Phoenix activated its new speed cameras to begin issuing citations. But as Ignacio Ventura returns to report, any text messages you get about an alleged violation are a scam.
The Phoenix Police Department is warning about the scam. Anybody who receives one of these texts is advised not to click links nor provide personal information. Drivers who receive a legitimate speed camera citation will be notified by mail from the Phoenix Municipal Court. The police department says the city does not request or collect these payments through text, email, or phone call. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, a doctor at Honor Health Research Institute in Scottsdale has performed a new less invasive treatment for chronic lower back pain caused by degenerated discs. Dr. Lou Toomey-Allen says the discs in our spines contain a jelly wrapped in a tough collagen packaging that acts like a shock absorber.
And when that tough collagen tears and the jelly gets out, they can begin a degenerative cascade. It makes all the sense in the world to just put jelly back in.
He says the new PerQ disc is designed to replace that leaking jelly cushion. Unlike other procedures, this one is supposed to provide immediate pain relief and maintain the patient's full range of motion. Well, as part of a major organizational overhaul, the U.S. Forest Service is consolidating its research administration in Fort Collins, Colorado. And as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, it also plans to close several labs in the region.
The agency says it plans to shut down 57 of its 77 research facilities nationwide. That includes a lab in Montana studying grizzly bear habitat and one in Reno, Nevada, working on sagebrush conservation. Ali Urza was a research ecologist at the Reno station for 8 years until January. She says each lab is tailored to the needs of a specific location.
And then it kind of brings people together in a way that is not always incentivized in like traditional academic research to try to really answer the questions that land managers need answered.
She says it would be heartbreaking to lose these centers. The Forest Service says it's right-sizing research facilities and affected employees will be offered positions, though their work and location might change. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And in Arizona, the Forest Service says the Flagstaff Forestry Sciences Laboratory is not among those facilities that are on the chopping block. A new report finds wind and solar power are growing fast across the U.S., and the West is playing a big role. And here in Arizona, producing about 20% of the state's electricity, the Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Wind and solar are no longer a small piece of the energy mix in the Mountain West. They make up a large percentage of electricity across the region. The report from the nonpartisan research group Climate Central says that's partly because costs have dropped sharply over the past decade, down about 75% for solar and down roughly 50% for wind. Climate Central's Caitlin Trudeau says last year, wind and solar powered more than 79 million homes across the U.S.
These are really cheap sources of energy, and they are abundant. We've got them. We've got wind, we've got sun.
She says that combination of low costs and abundant supply is helping drive continued growth. At the same time, electricity demand is rising, driven in part by energy-hungry data centers and growing heating and cooling use in homes and businesses. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
We're turning our attention south to Mexico. The president is considering fracking as that country seeks to reduce its reliance on natural gas from here in the U.S. From the Fronteras desk in Atomosillo, Nina Kravinsky has more.
75% of the natural gas used in Mexico comes from the United States, government officials in Mexico say. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says her country should start trying to extract the gas deep underneath its own soil, a process known as hydraulic fracturing or fracking. The former climate scientist steered clear of that word during a recent press conference and said Mexico would avoid the environmental impacts of fracking as much as possible.
Si no hacemos nada, pues cada vez vamos a importar más.
If we don't do anything, we're just going to keep importing more, Sheinbaum said. A coalition of Mexican environmental groups says Sheinbaum's proposal represents a reneging of campaign commitments not to develop fracking in Mexico, and that sustainable methods of the process don't exist. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
In sports, it's play-in week in the NBA, and the Suns finished the seventh seed in the West. They'll host the Portland Trailblazers tomorrow night in a play-in game that will determine who will take on the Spurs in the first round. Last night in Oklahoma City, the Spurs routed the Thunder 135-103 in a meaningless regular season finale for both teams. In baseball, Jose Fernandez and Adrian Del Castillo hit RBI singles in the eighth inning. The Diamondbacks rallied to beat the Phillies 4-3 Sunday to take 2 of 3 in their series. D-backs stay on the road. They'll finish the road trip in Baltimore, the 1st of 3, against the Orioles this evening. And that will do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Monday, April 13th, 2026. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a wonderful day, and we will be back at you tomorrow. Talk to you then.